This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Tuesday, November 19th. Well, Monday's wheat market rebounds a bit following Friday's lows. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Wheat was higher. It broke through that $5 benchmark support level, but quickly bounced back up. One of the things that was interesting, it did make a 10-cent rally in that the market's relatively thin. It just tells me that the algorithms kind of pushed it a little bit, and the market's relatively thin. So we can see the market move to the upside this quickly and perhaps to the downside. Export sales have all been relatively weak, but it just seems like there was some bargain hunters stepping in trying to participate in the market a little bit. Russian wheat has been on the rise a little bit, so that's important to note that. So it's possible that that could give U.S. wheat a little bit of a reason to kind of rally.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 4.5 at 507 and a quarter. December corn was down 3.5 at 367 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 595. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for November were up 1.5, ranging from 578.5 to 593.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for November were down 0.5 point, ranging from 648 and a quarter to 678 and a quarter. Club wheat of ordinary protein for November was unchanged, ranging from 590 to 770. Live cattle for December was down 40 cents at 118.75. November feeder cattle was up 12.5 cents at 146.45, and November class 3 milk was up 6 cents at 2031.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.